The second presentation is by Sean Morgan from the Department of Psychology. Sean's presentation is titled Prenatal Couple Conflict Dynamics.
Imagine a grand theater where couples navigate the intricate steps of a dance. While some move in harmony, others trip and fall over each other's feet. Now, this theater is not just a setting for a social event. It's a complex metaphor to explain the emotions and behaviors during couple conflict. Think of conflict as a form of dance, a dance where partners must navigate the steps together. My master's thesis sought to understand the risk factors that might explain why these missteps occur. I was interested in examining couples who were expecting their first child, not only because conflict severity and frequency increases postnatally, but the way that couples approach this dance directly informs how they navigate conflict with their child. So, what explains how this dance is navigated? The essence of this dance lies in each partner's attachment style, akin to whether one is a soloist, avoidantly attached, or a pair dancer, anxiously attached at heart. The soloist is driven by an independent beat. They seek self-reliance and space and feel intense distress when the space is encroached upon. In contrast, the pair dancer is attuned to the harmony of togetherness. During conflict, they soothe their emotions by pulling closer to their partner, seeking reassurance and support. It's a dance of competing styles where each partner is interpreting the music of conflict through the lens of their attachment style. So how did I study this dance? Well, I recruited 98 heterosexual couples at the third trimester of pregnancy to report on their attachment style, their emotions during arguments, and then got them to engage in a conflict discussion in our lab. What did I find? I found that soloist men felt intense emotional distress during conflict. And this was amplified when their partner was a pair dancer. This led to escalations in conflict. When these escalations occurred, men tended to pull away from their partner, distancing themselves. Women, on the other hand, approached their partner, displaying hostility and aggression. What formed was this push and pull dynamic where neither partner could find their footing. So, what does this mean? Well, this study has the potential to inform prenatal screening procedures, identifying at-risk couples, because this push and pull dynamic has been associated with increased risk of separation, overall relationship discord, and is often cited as a risk factor for violence. However, this conflict pattern of this push and pull dynamic is not exclusive to pregnant couples and is found in the choreography of many relationship types. So, the next time conflict does arise, think about how you navigate this dance and whether you are a soloist or a pair dancer at heart. Thank you.